And it was interesting back then at that time was, as I said, it was probably well over 50% of their advertising was in newspapers where Neiman's had stores. And all of the ads at that time were illustrated. And in this advertising department, there was a whole room that had three different illustrators who were actually sitting there doing sketches for the ads. And they would have live models, not good models, but, you know, the correct body types, who would, all the clothes were actually brought up and they would stand and they would sketch. And there were flat file drawers, countless, with all of these illustrations that, oh my God, I can't imagine now what, I have a feeling that probably at some point they were lost and trashed, which is just killer. But they would even have to piece together. It would be like, oh no, I don't like this arm. And so they would redo an arm and then tape it on there. It was just such a hand manual, you know, the whole thing so different from photography and so open to interpretation. The buyers and merchandise managers also had to sign off on illustrations to make sure that they were correct, but they were not detailed at all. I mean, it was just a very, very interesting and so different at the time.